Happy holidays. I am coming on today because I want to talk about this season, this time of the season. Because I know that it's Christmas and everybody, this is the Christmas holiday and everybody's running wild and shopping and trying to do this and everything. But I just want to come on here and encourage everyone that hears this podcast is to think about the true reason for this season. The world is turning into money making and all of that, you know. But the true meaning of this season is the fact that Jesus Christ died for our sins. And he was rose again for our deliverance. And he was a gift given unto the world. He was a gift that was given unto the world. And I just wanted to share something with you this morning and to help you come back into a true understanding of what this season is about and what your life is about. Not just this season, but every day. Our lives is, and listen, I know that our lives are so complicated and needy that we're prone to become self-focused. But what would happen if we lived Christ-focused lives? Remembering the totality of his redemption, because he was born and died and rose again, and our every need is met in him. We can shift our focus from ourselves. Understand that this is the birth of Jesus, and this is the point where they saying this is the day he was born. But Jesus points to our Lord suffering on the cross and to death for him. It was a symbol of tragedy. For us, it is a reason for thanksgiving. So how we should constantly remember to thank Christ for all that he bore for us. His present blessings to us are based on his present suffering. Take a moment of deepest gratitude for deepest grace. Jesus is the reason that we're here. He is the reason that we even exist, you know. And I don't want to take away from the fact that he not only died and he was and rose again, but he came into this world to save us. He came into this world to save us from the world. And we don't have to go around and feel hopeless, because we are not hopeless, because if we have Christ, who is a reason for this season in our lives is great. Yes, we suffer. Yes, we go through hardship, but he told us in his word, he says, you're going to have tribulations. He said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome this world. I have overcome. He says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Even though the weapon formed, it would not prosper. But we must put our faith and trust in the death of Christ. We must put our faith in what he did for us, what he made available to us, for us to even here to celebrate. So think about what he has done for us. And let's have a spirit of gratitude in this season and during this season of Thanksgiving, of Christmas. Let's be thankful. Let's be have gratitude and understand that Jesus has given us the best gift that there could ever be in this life. And that is the gift of salvation. Amen. And so I just wanted to come on today and share that with you. Don't get caught up in all the shopping and all the cooking. Understand that you were bought with a price of love. Of love. And I just want to encourage somebody today. Don't lose your focus. You know, don't get, you know, this time of the season, you know, people get, you know, stressed out, you know, and all of that, and mental health, suicide, depression, all those things should come, and they should not come during this time of the season, because this is a season to be grateful and thankful to even be alive. So let's stay focused today. Let's remember the reason for the season, and have a wonderful Christmas.